Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus as part of our National Farm Safety Week special. And we're catching up now with Tracy Utley, who is, she wears quite a few hats, but one of those is the Chair of Safe Farms WA. Good morning, Tracy.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Tracy. And look, for those in the area around Hyden, obviously you're well known there on the farm back in Hyden. And how are things just shaping up before we get into everything else? How are things looking out there as we speak?
A little bit wet at the moment. We're pulled up at the moment because we've just paddocks are a little bit too wet to get on and do anything with. So we're hoping for some dry weather to be able to get back out there and get the spraying and spreading finished.
Yeah, look, fingers crossed it'll be on the way. So we're talking farm safety, but before we get to that, can you just give us a bit of your background as to how you got interested in farm safety in the first place there, Tracy?
Yeah, so before moving back to the farm about 4 years ago, I was actually an occupational therapist, and I spent over 10 years working in workers' compensation and injury management, so helping people who had hurt themselves at work try and get back to work. And throughout that time, I spent time working for employers and insurers and rehabilitation providers, and so I've kind of seen all sides of the return to work process. So coming back to the farm and understanding agriculture and understanding return to work, it really seemed something that kind of fitted really well with my background and that I was really quite passionate about.
Yeah, of course. No, those skills do translate all those different industries. So I can see the appeal there. So then what led you to be joining Safe Farms WA?
I think to be able to use the skills that I have from my work and, really understanding and seeing the impact of injuries on all sides of those involved and being able to, really make some change in the ag industry and push the safety message. You know, we've got a smaller farming operation and, to lose anyone in that, process and system would be just, very difficult to overcome. And also then the flow-on effects to the community. It's not just the farming business that it's affected. A lot of people out in regional communities do wear, like you said, many hats, and not being able to do all the things that they do would be, really put a toll on the community.
So, Tracy, you've probably found in any of your occupational therapy work, especially with farmers or people from regional areas, they're a very can-do attitude and they like to sort of just press on and push on with these things, and most of them don't think that they will get injured, and often when they get injured, they just keep going anyway. Are you seeing that that's starting to change slightly, or that farmers are starting to implement more safety systems on their properties?
Yeah, definitely seeing a growing awareness of safety systems and the fact that, we're not immune to the type of systems that are required out here. We're not the big $1 million business or $1 billion businesses, but we still need to be mindful of that. And yeah, definitely seeing a change in attitude and thoughts about the safety systems in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of interesting things happening in the legal space as well, which is making people turn to this and the industrial manslaughter legislation, which will be coming into place towards the end of this year, beginning of next. I know that's been a big driver for a lot of people to start looking at their programs and systems on their farms to ensure that they do comply just across all areas with what they need to.
Yeah, it's a very hot topic out in the country at the moment, and I think a lot of people are definitely starting to look at what's available and what's out there, which is really, really great to see.
Yeah, it is. All right, Tracy, well, look, thank you for giving us some of your time this morning. It's great to see that you're the Chair of Safe Farms at WA and able to apply all those skills and that interest area of yours being occupational therapy. It's really nice to see that all married back into the farm and that you're able to help people in regional areas with that information now. So thank you for your time. Keep up the good work. And any of the listeners out there, if you do have any questions about farm safety, then you should get in contact with Safe Farms WA. They've got all the programs and materials and information you could possibly need to instigate a great farm safety plan on your property. So, Tracy, once again, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tom.